This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at the Truist Championship at the Philadelphia Cricket Club, having a grand old time here. And a
don't sound so thrilled, bud.
I am. I'm having a good time. Everybody's nice. It's nice outside. I'm cool. Except for the guy who's giving me hell about Jalen Hurts during a break over here. It's like, I just want to be like, bro, you're at a golf thing. Go watch the friggin' golf. Leave me alone about Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, they're getting a little chesty there, Spike.
Yeah, I got to do this 4 hours every day. Leave me alone. Anyway, we thought it would be perfect at the Truist Championship to bring back the Mount Rushmore.
It's Spike's Mount Rushmore.
Now, you may ask, what is the Mount Rushmore about at the Truist Championship? And it is the four most annoying things about golf.
Buckle up.
You guys ready?
Yeah, I want to hear them.
All right.
The recruit people to boo.
All right. Number four.
What you got?
And the Mount Rushmore of the most annoying things about golf is like all this land, and this is what we're doing. We're hitting a little tiny hole, a little tiny ball into a little tiny hole 400 yards away.
Yeah.
We couldn't do this on a video screen somewhere. You couldn't do this in a warehouse.
Well, but you wouldn't be outside.
Like, yeah,
getting fresh air.
Think of all the hikes we could take on this this ground.
If you want to use the land for something else.
I'm not even allowed to walk on it.
Well, first off, you're not hiking on flat kind of ground.
Sure, well, sure you can.
Well, but what's the point of the hike?
You can take a hike on flat ground.
Would you rather
a mountain climber?
Would you rather there be houses?
Yeah, but the houses would be great. There's a housing shortage.
No.
I don't think you want. I don't.
No.
Have you heard about that?
No. Nope.
There is a housing shortage.
He did just move.
Yeah.
He knows.
Yeah. There's a housing shortage. Yeah.
You couldn't find a home.
Yeah. You've been looking for a home, haven't you? Why can't you find one? There's not enough houses.
Yeah. Well, I prefer that than more houses.
You know. All I'm saying is, it's 2025. It's a lot of land.
You want to move it all indoors?
Well, I'm just saying it's the fourth.
Move it all indoors.
AIPGA Tour.
Well, Tiger is starting the, what is that, the thing he's doing?
Mm. Like virtual? Or
yeah,
whatever.
He's doing a virtual, like, simulator thing.
Yeah, dude, my neighbor has a virtual race car thing.
Right.
It is, you know.
Seems like you and Bill have gotten closer.
Yeah, I like Bill.
Yeah.
I was going to say, this is the new neighbor?
Yeah.
Oh, you are?
You talked about Bill a lot.
I think Bill.
What's the only, I mean, not a lot of neighbors are talking to me.
Right.
You know,
right.
They say hi, but, you know,
now,
Bill's a good dude.
I know you get so mad when people don't do a full hello on walks.
Yes.
You don't appreciate the half smile.
So I'm getting the hellos here.
Good.
And I think a lot of it is because there's actual, like, people know I am here.
Let me tell you that.
Yeah.
Believe me.
Yeah.
The whole neighborhood knew you moved in.
Yes, yep. I'm sure.
A lot of buzz.
Also,
a lot of buzz.
Okay, funny quick story before we get to number three on the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
So, you know, we closed on the house 6 weeks ago, and in those 6 weeks, we've had all this stuff done to the house, and I wasn't there. And we met a guy over by the T-ball field, or the Little League fields, and he was like, we told him, he's like, oh, where'd you buy a house? And we told him, and he's like, you guys do anything to it in between when you bought it and now? And I'm just thinking to myself, you knew we did stuff to it. There were guys in the
right.
They were in the.
They see everything. Yes.
Yep. They were in the driveway every day. Yep. You didn't sneak that past me.
Yep.
All right. Number three on the Mount Rushmore of things that are most annoying about golf is that everybody has to be quiet.
Yep.
Oh, this is a sport, you're telling me, and everybody's got to be quiet?
That's what makes it perfect.
It's the gentleman-like thing to do.
Come on.
Listen, I know you've never had to focus on anything in your life.
Me?
Yep.
I'm Mr. Focus.
Yeah,
you kidding me?
You can't get – it's a mental game.
Wow.
It's a mental sweat.
Oh, wait, baseball's not mental?
Of course it's mental.
All right.
So that's why I play two of the most mentally tough games out there. That's why I'm so mentally tough.
If you're allowed to yell at pitchers, you should be. You're allowed to yell at a batter every time the 100-mile-an-hour pitch is coming. Look, the golf ball's not moving. It's just sitting there still. You should be able to yell at the guy, and he should be able to swing at it. It's not moving.
That should honestly be the thing that live. That's where they can get on the map.
Yes.
You heckle golfers.
Yeah. I would love to be able to heckle golfers.
I thought that's what they were.
Toughen them up.
I thought they were allowed to do that.
I think they are allowed
to do that. That's supposed to be like one of the things that are different.
Just haven't seen it take off yet, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Number two on the Mount Rushmore of things that are most annoying about golf.
Buck up, Taz.
Is the dress code.
I don't know. The dress code looks fine to me.
Good Lord.
All right, guys.
Yeah.
You really want to? Is this the path we want to go?
No.
All right. No. I'm trying to protect Jack.
Yeah, well, and I keep forgetting we're on video.
It was a Philly shirt.
Yeah, it was a Philly shirt.
Go Birds.
The dress code's annoying.
Why?
Too.
What's annoying about it?
Well, I just like.
What, the collared shirt?
If the golfers want to have a dress code, that's fine.
Right.
It should not be a dress code for me. We're outside, for God's sake.
Again, you're not a classman.
I'm not a classman, no.
Well, that's the issue. That's where we differ.
I don't turn my nose up at, you know.
I will say, Spike, it's probably about 90% people out here with collars on.
Yes, I know.
Maybe even more.
Yeah.
I have seen a few renegades, though.
Yep.
I've seen some T-shirts.
Lost
yeah,
t-shirts.
I've seen a couple of renegades out here.
I've seen some T-shirts.
I tried to get security to kick them out, but they didn't. Yeah. It's good. The majority
of people do have collars on their shirts, though.
Yeah.
It's nice to class it up every once in a while.
Jack's trying to get everybody's credit score here. To see if they're allowed in. All right.
I only gatekeep Phillies fans.
And the number one thing on the Mount Rushmore of things that are most annoying about golf is all the golfers are chokers. They're all chokers.
It's a mental game.
And they all choke.
Nobody's
clutching golf except for Tiger. He's the only clutch golfer. Everybody else is just choking it away, and whoever wins the tournament is the guy who chokes the least.
Scotty's pretty clutch. Scotty's pretty clutch.
Yeah, Scheffler doesn't choke very much. But you're right, though.
Everybody's a choker. And maybe they do better if people were allowed to yell at them instead of babying, pampering these guys, you know? All right, there it is. The Mount Rushmore things that annoy me most about golf from the Truist Championship, our friends at the Truist Championship.
Right here.
At the Philadelphia Cricket Club. 215-592-9494. Joe in Ben Salem, you're on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Happy Painter Day to all who celebrate. I'm on my way to Lehigh to watch them.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay.
Wow.
Was that just a snap decision when you saw that he was pitching?
I did about 5 days ago when I knew he was pitching on Thursday. I bought tickets and went up.
I love it.
It's probably going to be sold out up there. This is first
start in Lehigh Valley.
First start in Lehigh?
Yeah.
It'll be packed.
Yeah, it's going to be memorable. But, Spike, golf is a man's man sport.
That's why all the football players love it.
Well, then why are they so prissy about being yelled at while they're swinging a golf club against a harmless little ball that can't even move?
It's a man's man sport.
It's part of the game.
I don't know if it's a man's man sport.
Part of the game.
I don't know. Football's a man's man sport. Golf is like, it's not even a sport, but like maybe 10th if it were a man's man.
So I got a question for Jack. We'll go into some prospects here. Would you trade Chase, Abel, and Rincones Jr. For Batista in the Orioles?
I'm curious to see what his value is going to be like. He's actually the reliever I'm most interested in. Like, Helsley, I think, is trending down. Class A is trending down. Bautista, I think, is still pitching at a really high level. Duran, I would love Duran from Twins. My problem with, like, are we trading real prospects for a closer? I mean,
yeah.
That's the only thing.
We're not trading any of the guys.
Yeah, which is fine. Like, if you want to trade Rincones, I think he'd be a good player, but I get trading him. Chassé, I love, but I think he's tradable. And Abel,
he's going to hit somebody today.
He is. He's got that look in his eye. You know what I mean?
That guy is a guy in a golf cart driving it.
He smoked the curb here.
Yeah.
You guys saw that earlier. He's a terror.
Yeah. He's got a psycho look in his eye.
Yeah. The only untouchables for me right now are Painter, Miller, Tyeet, and Arun Escobar.
I would even
go up Crawford?
I'd go up Crawford. I like Crawford a lot, but I would, in the right deal, I'm not giving him away.
Right. Okay.
All right,
Joe.
215.
Thanks for the call, man. Well, I don't know.
The other three are untouchable.
So four.
Miller's not untouchable.
For me, that's the boy right there.
He's not untouchable, though.
If you're getting a stud, I mostly agree.
Yeah, Painter's untouchable. Miller's not untouchable.
What about Arun and Tyeet?
I don't know anything about those guys.
I know.
We actually made the trek out to Delaware to see.
Yeah, and we're making the same trip May 31st to Reading to go see Aiden again.
Yeah.
Oh, again?
Yeah, road to the show.
Road to the show.
Aiden Miller. Cody Ashy, too.
No.
Wow.
Nope.
And what was it, Smashy Ashy or Ashy Smashy?
He was never a top 20, top 30 prospect.
All right.
Cody Ashy.
Cody Smashy. He's now the Orioles hitting coach.
Really?
Damn, he's a hitting coach now?
Guess who his assistant is? His top assistant.
Aaron Altair?
Tommy Joseph.
Oh.
Aaron Altair.
Tojo. Yeah, Tojo Mushrooms. Yeah.
215-592.
Okay. Those were some Philly days right there.
Awful.
Boy. Oh, yeah.
Just the worst.
Yeah.
Just the worst.
215-592-9494. Rob in South Jersey. You're on WIP. What's up, Rob?
Yo, what's going on, guys? I got to say off the bat, this kind of feels like cheating. I call the morning show all the time, and I've never called you guys, so this is just a little weird.
Well, welcome to the real show.
Welcome to the real show.
Yeah, big dogs.
Welcome to the big leagues.
Big dogs.
If you're out there listening, I apologize. Listen, 2-2 versus Beat the Hammer, so little credit on my name. But I had a call in. First of all, if you guys are at the Truist, that's awesome. Golf and baseball, like Fritz, are my two favorite sports. So before I go, when I'm done making my point, Fritz, I have a question for you. But,
Oh, man, this used to go poorly.
Real quick, Phils, I'm thrilled with them. The reason I wanted to call, that caller 2 calls ago about the whole Boston-New York thing, he couldn't be more wrong. The guy that like said the Celtics are worse. Now, listen, this is not a Celtics-Knicks thing. It's a Boston-New York thing. So if he's still listening, your goal as a Philadelphia sports fan after loving the 14 is to absolutely despise all the New York teams.
Right.
And Spike made the good point that, okay, yeah, the Celtics are annoying, but if the Knicks become the Celtics, do you have any idea how
you will,
like,
imagine we're going to start hearing, like, the go New York, go New York, go. Oh, you want that?
Dude, how about this?
What's the Celtics song, Shipping Up to Boston?
Yeah, how about this, Rob? I was in the gift shop here, and I got bing-bonged by some Knicks fan who came down here for this.
Another Knicks fan was giving you hell before the show.
He was. They will swarm this place if they get past the Celtics.
It's one of those situations where it's like, things aren't great, but don't wish for something that could be much, much worse.
Right,
basically what it is.
My point being this, Rob, if the Celtics win the championship, our life doesn't change at all. If the Knicks win the championship, our life gets substantially worse. Substantially
and to that
worse.
To that caller, these aren't opinions. These are facts.
Yes.
They are 100% facts. Real quick, you guys are the truest. Got a root for my boy Tommy Fleetwood. I caddied for Tommy Fleetwood in a charity tournament one time.
Oh.
Hell of a guy.
We saw Fleetwood earlier.
Yeah, we saw Fleetwood earlier.
Yeah, we saw Fleet.
He's so down to earth. He's a great guy. He's an Everton fan, which isn't that great, but that's okay.
Is that a soccer team?
Yeah, let's slow down.
We only have so much depth on this show.
Yep.
So this question, it kind of sounds like an obvious answer when you ask it. And, Jack, I ask it to all my buddies who are big into golf and baseball. What is harder to do? Is it harder for a really good golfer to make the PGA Tour or for a really good baseball player to make the show?
I still think it's the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
I think it's so hard.
Yeah, golf is hard, man.
My buddy Scott.
Yeah, but there's no limit, right? If you're good enough, you're on the tour, right?
Well, the thing about golf is that you got to win and earn your card on the tour.
Got it.
So you can't just get on the tour and stay on the tour. You gotta
keep winning.
Yeah, you gotta keep winning.
I think it's harder to be great at golf.
As well as the tour. I mean, it's really hard to make the show too. But people don't. I guess the non-golfers, the people that aren't into golf, don't understand how hard it is.
Like Spike.
Yeah. Well, no, here's I don't know, Rob, obviously, because I don't play golf. But my intuition would be to become a pitcher, somebody has to give you the opportunity to be a pitcher. To become a pro golfer, you just have to be good enough.
Right.
So that's like the different. If you wanted to argue it the other way, I would say not only do you have to be good enough if you're a pitcher, you also have to have somebody see you, take a chance on you, be in the right situation, all of those things. Now, to become a golfer, you have to be able to golf enough. But you can play public courses and things like that. Sure. That opportunity is there.
It's a really good argument. Like we could go on and on, but it's a really good argument.
Mm-hmm. All right, Rob. Thanks for the call. What was the? I felt like there was an inside joke that you guys were laughing at that I didn't understand when you said
just
this
when people
used to
keep
go.
Asking me questions.
Oh yeah. Oh,
it used to not go well.
Yeah. So somebody called up and wanted to ask Fritz about baseball.
Oh.
And would specifically ask about Fritz.
Oh.
Yeah. My opinion. Marks didn't necessarily take that well. All the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Mark's.
I don't care. Yeah.
No, me, I'm over here like, yeah, go ahead, Jack. Yeah. You probably got a better answer than I do anyway.
Yeah.
Because it's usually a question that's deep into baseball.
Baseball.
Minor league question or something.
Well, people forget that John Marks started High Hopes, though.
He did.
Yeah, people forget that.
And he's a minor league.
That's a ball
as well.
Of contention, too.
Yep. Yeah.
A lot of contention.
Yeah.
215-592-9494.
Some say Fritz stole the show.
Yep.
Stole the High Hopes podcast.
Some are saying.
The streets are saying.
Tom in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Ike, go green.
Go white.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. We're not doing this all
worse,
day.
This is worse, honestly.
Yeah. You can ask Jack questions all you want. We're not doing the go green, go white thing.
I was just wanting to make a comment about the Knicks and the Celtics.
Yes.
I really don't think that, like, I mean, if the Knicks win, they ain't winning the finals. The Celtics, they might or might not win the finals, but it's not a big deal if they don't win it. You know what I mean? Or if they win it. But, you know what I mean? It is what it is.
Well, who do you want? Well, okay.
Well, what's your take then?
Yeah, well, like, who do you want to win the series?
The series? I'd rather see the Knicks win it.
No.
No.
Well, Rob, no. Tom, I got to talk you out of it. Here's the fear. Is you start looking at the path, right? And I know you say the Knicks can't win the finals, and I would have believed that too. They get past the Celtics, then they're either facing a broken-down Cavs team or the Pacers. They can certainly beat the Pacers, 100%. And then you get to the finals, and who knows? Like, first of all, the Thunder might not even get there. The Warriors just lost Steph Curry for 2 weeks. The Wolves, I don't know. They could certainly beat the Wolves. A world in which the Knicks win the NBA championship is the worst sports world that we could be faced with right now. Like, it's the worst option. I think it's worse than the Mets winning the World Series. I actually do.
Whoa.
Because at least half of New York.
Whoa.
Well, here's the thing,
Tom. I kind of agree with you, Spike.
60%
of the Mets winning the World Series?
Yeah. 60% of New York doesn't even like the Mets. Okay. All of New York likes the Knicks.
I hate the Mets, too.
Yeah, I mean.
I got a question for Ike, though, before y'all cut me off, though. That's
okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Yep, go ahead. Sure.
Who do you got to win the tournament this weekend?
Well, I got a five-man crew. I got Oberg. I got Corey Connors. I got Shoffley, who does not look good right now. And I have Roy McIlroy and one more. Who else?
Ludwig? Did you pick
him? Oberg.
Oberg. Okay. Yeah, okay. I said Oberg.
Okay.
Oh, no, Justin Thomas.
Ah, we did see Thomas.
Yeah, I got Justin Thomas.
I was excited to see JT earlier.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks
for the call,
Tom. Brother.
I try to get close to Spieth. I need to have a heart-to-heart with my boy Jordan Spieth there.
Well, Justin Thomas and Roy McIlroy are on the 16th hole now.
Nice.
I have an idea.
Here we go.
Because, you know, had a couple of calls. I just want to ask Jack a question at the end. Then the next call, I just want to ask Ike a question.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
My idea would be for next question one day, we should be, you can ask like
one of us.
Yeah, just ask one of us something.
The AMA?
Yeah, a little AMA. Look, I gave them the idea, and we stole it from Reddit anyway. Because, you know, Morning Show does AMA.
Yeah.
They didn't invent AMA. I told them to do it. So
you told them to do the side topic.
I did.
Which took over the show.
Yep. Beat the Hammer, I believe, was Seltzer's idea. But it has a better name. They wanted to call it Beat the Deke.
Yeah. Beat the Hammer is way better.
Beat the Hammer is way better.
Beat the Deke. You know that was going to end
beat
up bad.
Beat the Dork.
Yeah. Ha ha.
Got him.
215-592-9494. Big V of Mount Laurel.
Uh-oh.
You're on W.
Phone sounds horrible.
Oh, I didn't mean to dump him. Buzz, please apologize to BV. Big V. I meant to put him on hold, but the echo was driving me crazy. Danny in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Danny?
Yo, what's going on, fellas? How we doing?
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, Danny.
What do you want to talk about, Celtics Knicks or the Truist?
It's Celtics Knicks.
Celtics Knicks? Dude, yeah. It's a double-edged sword. I hate them both.
Yes.
But listen, the Celtics payroll next year, they're going to be gone next year. Their payroll is over $600 million next year.
Yes.
Their downfall, but also Villanova is thriving in all this.
Oh, enough.
Yep, and and they just got a new pope.
Nothing good happens to Villanova if Jalen Brunson wins the championship.
He donates money.
Great. Oh, that's I'm sure that's what Villanova needs. I'm sure they don't have a what's it called?
They use another building.
Yeah, I'm sure they got $4 billion stacked away. No offense.
Yeah, some NIL money.
The rowdy crowd.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Wow. Like, we don't need that. Like, here's the thing. Here's what I want to paint to you, Danny. Okay, the Knicks win the championship. Okay, a bunch of Nova guys win the championship. We don't walk around with our chest out because of that.
Yeah.
But if the Knicks win the championship, all the Knicks fans, it's like they own us, you know?
I wouldn't totally agree with the owning part. The Knicks being good is good for the NBA.
Oh,
whether you like it or not.
Good for the league.
Who cares?
We need our ratings
back. That's what I need.
You need the ratings higher?
We do.
No.
All right, you can go Truist. You can go Truist, Danny, because I don't like your attitude here.
Oh, dude. First time caller.
Go Truist. No, I'm just messing with you. You wanted to ask Ike about the Truist, didn't you?
Well, the whole athlete talk that, you know, guys play golf on the tour if they played as a young kid. You know, that's like me saying if Wyndham Clark could play left tackle if he played football as an early age.
Yeah.
Spike, are you a Wyndham Clark guy?
Complete animal. I'm a fan. Yeah, I'm a fan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't even know what we're talking about now. Well, I'm sorry, what's the point here, Danny?
I thought earlier, I heard on the radio that, you know, athletes playing golf, you know, it's saying like any golfer, if they didn't play golf and they played a different sport, that they could play left tackle in the NFL or running back. But these athletes play golf, and they can't compete with the pros.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, yeah.
Yeah, but.
We get out here, we're just hacking the ball around.
Yeah,
man.
But, I mean, there are certainly former athletes who have gone and become good golfers.
Yes.
There's no former golfers that have gone to play tight end.
Sure. Yeah. Not anybody that's smart, anyway. Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Danny. I'm not minimizing how hard golf is.
That is a good line.
But I guess the truth is, if you are good at hand eye coordination and this, you obviously have a that's just an age thing. You can become a good golfer at 38.
Yes.
You know, and
yes.
You can have the time, and it doesn't require the sort of physicality that playing one of the other sports does.
I thought we were talking about, like, you know, being on the tour, like how good you got to be on. Like,
that's what I was
like
saying.
Like, Louis in Nebraska is an unbelievable golfer.
Right.
But
he's not tour.
He
not
is that tour. He's just under par.
Yeah.
But
a ticket to go to the Masters.
But if he would play around the golf with us, we'd be like,
this is
man.
And then he's so far. I don't know. He's so far away from those guys.
Yeah, so far.
He's going to qualify for the U.S. Open. That's our boy. That's our boy.
Yeah, what? Yeah.
Spike's rooting against him.
20 years?
This year. But that's, I don't know. I think that being good enough to be on the tour, that's.
Well, remember Whatchamacallit kept trying to qualify Romo?
Oh, yeah.
He tried to qualify a couple times.
He got pretty good.
Yeah,
right?
he's pretty good.
He's a scratch golfer.
Jake's pretty good. Jake Elliott. Yeah.
He should pick that up more.
Jake's a good golfer. Most kickers and punters are.
2-1. Well, they got a lot of time.
Yes.
Yeah. He went 4-for-4 in the Super Bowl. We give him a break.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dude, if you don't leave Jake Elliott alone.
Yeah, leave Jake Elliott alone. He had one bad
Super
year.
Bowl champion.
Never mind.
You know, we never include him. We're always like, when we're talking about the guys that won two, and then we're like, oh, yeah, and Jake Elliott,
Jake
too.
Yeah. Well, because I think people are a little irritated with
Hold
Jake.
On. Rick Lovato's a two-time champion,
yes,
too.
Absolutely.
They cut Rick Lovato.
Yep.
Yeah.
He did go to the White House. 215.
He did, that's right. He did go to the White House.
215-592-9494. All right, coming up next. A list just came out. Now, we always see quarterback rankings. But this is quarterback rankings, Ike, that is current and future. So we will find out where Jalen sits on the current and future quarterback.
Okay, here we go.
This is the WIP.
We'll see if Mike makes it back.
Yeah, it's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I just wanted to make sure you knew so you didn't say something. All right.
I'm never going to say anything around a hot mic.
All right. Well, I didn't know if you knew it was hot. I saw Ike. It was like.
When he says 30 seconds, I know we're getting ready to go on.
I felt like when I saw you running, I felt like I knew what it was like for a kick returner. Caught the ball and saw Ike coming down.
Yep.
You know. So.
Happy 5-8 day, by the way.
Yeah. Happy 5-8 day. We should make this a thing.
I know.
5-8 day.
Just another bit.
Just another bit.
Added to the reference.
We'll also do something on 4-4 for your college.
4-4. Yep.
And 9-8 for your Falcons then.
So it fits. Yeah. 9-8.
We are at the Truist Championship at the Philadelphia Cricket Club. And we brought back, speaking of bits, an all-time WIP Afternoon Show bit. It was so popular during the Masters. So we brought it back for the Truist.
And now, Ike Reese at the Truist Championship.
Yes. Lower your voices.
Well, I'll tell you, fellas.
Yes.
I had to hustle back over here because there was no way that I wasn't going to get a chance to see Rory McIlroy tee off.
What did it look like?
It looked pretty good. Yeah. I mean, Rory is a long hitter on this course. Yeah. So
tight swing.
Man, 17th tee.
Long and tight.
Right down the right side.
Yes.
Right over the bunker.
Yeah.
Nice.
Did it look
right
a lot
to the fairway.
A lot like your swing?
Looks nothing like my swing. Looks nothing like my swing.
There you go.
But I'll tell you guys, it's great to see him.
Yeah.
Not much change at the top of the leaderboard. Denny McCarthy is still there, but you know who? Go ahead.
I don't know who the hell Denny McCarthy is. He sounds like a NASCAR driver.
Well, the name. You're thinking about Denny Hamlin.
I am thinking about Denny Hamlin.
Yeah. Well, the name certainly is familiar. I don't know who he is either, but he's leading. Keith Mitchell has tied for the lead. So you got two guys at -8.
That's former San Francisco Giant Keith Mitchell? Or is that Kevin Mitchell?
I don't know.
That was Kevin Mitchell, former Met, former Giant.
I will give you a heads up here because this pertains to part of my five-man group.
Okay.
Colin Morikawa. He's making a late push.
Ooh.
-7. Third place. in third place alone. So there you go. There.
Now,
so
there's no cut. They still play the same number of holes, right? 4 days, 18 holes.
Yes.
Again, they all play all 4 days.
They're playing in threesomes, not foursomes.
Good news for you, Spike.
Yes.
If you decided to make that bet that you said you were going to make on Oberg.
I forgot.
Oberg is in fourth place at minus six.
He's going to win, and I'm going to feel like a jerk for not betting him. He was plus 1,200.
We still got time. Okay. Well, yeah, the odds probably aren't
all right,
as.
I know you talk about odds, and your voice raised a little bit.
You did. You're right. I appreciate you.
Spike.
It's the blue chew of Ike's mind.
Shane Lowry just
odds.
Rode by.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Kind of looks like Jason Kelce.
A little bit, yeah.
Spike, are you going to come back this weekend for some more Truist Championship golf?
No.
What? Passes work all weekend.
Well, what am I doing Saturday?
I'm busy.
Yeah,
I'm not doing anything
I'll be
Saturday.
Here.
You should come back.
You should come back.
I should. I might think
you
about
saw,
it.
You saw how eager they were to get you on the driving range earlier?
They were.
That could be all weekend.
Here we go. Oberg is now plus 800.
Ooh,
but I'm going to.
We like those odds.
I'm going to put. How much should I put on him?
50.
50?
Yeah, it's $400 back you get.
this guy's a degenerate.
That's a lot. All right, I'm going to deposit 75.
There you go.
What are you using the other 25 on?
Yeah, spend some of that new money you got.
No, new money? I just spent all my money.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did on the house.
Yeah, on his house.
You made the difference up with the house you sold.
Yeah, but it's all gone now. All the extra money's gone.
All right.
Relax over here.
Right. No, I know.
He's about to go into your finances.
Yeah, I know.
Deep into
I know. Plus, I get the story.
All right, I'm betting 50 bucks. Here it
go.
Is. Ludwig Oberg.
Oberg. Yeah. You've always been a Swedesman.
There he is.
There you go.
Pays out $475 if I win.
Now, I only put $20 on him, so.
Wait a minute. What the hell's going on?
You're going to get paid more than me,
though. I'm taking everybody out to dinner. All right.
Okay.
Is that it?
Yes, that's it.
There it is.
One more at 5:30.
We got one more at 5:30.
Now, are we going to do this tomorrow?
Yeah.
Even though we're not here?
Sure.
All right.
I mean, I'm still that's keeping up with the
value,
score.
Brandon.
Yeah.
Yes. 215. 592-9494. Coming up, the new quarterback ranking. Present and future rankings coming up. Where does Jalen Hurts sit? 215-592-9494. Sam in Lafayette Hill. You're on WIP. What's up, Sam? I can't get out of the voice now.
Hey.
Sam, there it is.
As to the Knicks and the Celtics, I don't like the Red Sox, don't like the Patriots, don't like the Celtics. I've got my ex-brother-in-law. We're fierce rivals. They love the New York teams. We love the Philly teams. But I'm sorry, I am rooting for the Knicks. I love it.
Oh, my God, you guys are so wrong. This is not a debate.
Okay.
It's not like a debate. It's to convince you for the right thing. I'm telling you, Sam, your life as a Philadelphia sports fan is going to get much, much worse if the Knicks win this series. it's going to get worse.
How could it get worse after the way the Sixers played and Daryl Morey screwed the team?
Watch it.
Yep.
Watch it.
Yep.
Watch it.
Spike is all of a sudden out of the Masters voice.
Yeah. Watch it get worse. Watch it get worse. Watch it. Our city become infested with those Knick fan rodents with their puffy chest hair and their Axe body spray and their gold chains and their jerseys that are one size too small. They'll be all over the place and they'll be chesty. They'll be beating their chest. The Celtics fans are going to be exactly the same. We already deal with Celtics championships. We don't need an additional rival getting a championship. We don't.
I got to stand up for my sport, golf. Come on now. Let's get back to golf. You're at the
Let's get back to it.
We're not talking about golf.
Okay. Right. Yeah, we're not actually talking about golf.
All right. Go ahead.
Spectacular course, a renovated, wonderful, filling-ass course. It's home course. You know, it's short by today's standards. They're going to eat it up because they can fly most of the bunkers. I'm predicting 20 under as the winner at least. But golf is a great life sport. I've played it since I was 6 years old. Started playing with my dad, played with him until 5 weeks before he died at 82. I'm 75. My boys played on the Junior PGA Tour around town. They played in U.S. Kids Golf. We had great family games on vacation. And COVID came along, and it was the one sport you could play. It is a great life sport, and you're outside, you're in nature, and I can't say enough about it. And you know, you police yourself. You know,
That's right.
The ball moves.
Not enough of that.
In nature.
Yeah, it's a little,
I love that, you know, you could go.
You're outside, but you're also on a lot of chemicals.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily call it nature. What's that?
Mike, aren't you vegan?
I am.
Yeah,
you can't diss nature as a vegan. Come on.
I can't what?
You can't diss being in nature.
This isn't nature. I mean, God bless it.
It's man-made.
It's not nature. You could go to a park. That's nature.
It's It's landscape. There's no question about it. But
it's absolutely
but guys, you're
landscape.
There. I'm next door. I live in the development right next door. Isn't it pretty?
It's beautiful.
It is. Beautiful. Yeah. It really is. Yeah.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Go look at a painting. Yeah.
Well, okay.
No, no, no. I understand the – yes, absolutely. This is a – you know what, Sam, and thank you for the call. I could imagine this is the first golf tournament I've ever been to.
Really?
Yes. I've never been to a golf tournament before.
Daddy never took you?
No, Daddy never took me to a golf – I never wanted to go.
I was going
to
say, yeah, it didn't seem like you wanted to go.
No, but I would say this. Here's the compliment I'm going to give it, is that – having been to a lot of, there is some fun, like, baseball energy to this in that you go with a few guys, grab a couple of beers, hang out, spend the day outside.
That's,
you know, like,
that's guys being guys.
Well, no, there's, like, the thing that sucks about going to a basketball game is that if it's, like, a hassle, and you're inside the whole time, and you're cramped. There's no cramped here. You know, you take a walk outside, you breathe the air, you get a couple of beers, get a, you know, whatever you're eating
a
here.
A dog or,
yeah, or
some good
avocado
food, some good
toast
here.
Like
Jack's
like
here eating. Yeah, what the hell? Out here eating avocado toast.
It looked pretty good.
Tomatoes on it.
Yeah, it looked pretty good.
I am an avocado toast man.
It's good.
It's good. It's good. Could use some egg on it.
Yep. Nah.
Well, I know you're not a fan of that.
Not a fan of
that. Only
egg.
One over there that didn't look like it was bloat me right up.
Yep. 215-592-9494. In a moment, we'll give you those new quarterback rankings, present and future. But I'm going to tell you about your present and future. Your present, you need a new Hyundai. Your future, you're going to go to Colonial Hyundai. Your future after that, you're going to have a great experience because it's going to be fast, easy, and better. Your future after that, you're driving around in your brand new Hyundai. Boom. Sold ya. Look.
About to say, what was that?
Well, I mean,
I got it now.
Yeah, the whole thing about Colonial is, and this is what I want to express to you, is that you're going to get a great car, but the process of it is going to be just like aces. The brand new dealership, you're going to feel comfortable in that. The cars are John Ashdell. That's why he took so much time to make sure that it is set up to make your experience better. And the staff there is going to lead you through whatever problem you have. Whatever perceived problem it is, because not a problem for that. If it's the car that you want, that's not a problem. Over 200 brand new Hyundais in stock. Oh, you can't find a Palisade. You can't find the Ioniq 6. Colonial will find it for you. Maybe your problem is price. They're going to find one in your budget. Maybe your problem is financing, as low as 0%. You think you have a credit problem, they'll find financing for you. Or your trade. They're going to give you more for it than anybody else. Now's the time. Make your present and future better with Colonial Hyundai. Don't wait. Online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy Hyundai. See dealer for full details. All right, here we go. So CBS Sports posts a quarterback rankings, but it's not just who is best now. It's who is best now plus who would you want for the next 5 years.
Oh, perfect.
That's the way they framed it. So both of you guess, where would you put Jalen, present and future rankings? He's young. He's 25. Already won a Super Bowl. Where do you think Jalen should be in these rankings?
Well, he certainly should be in the top five.
Jack?
Yeah, 7 to 10-ish.
In present and future?
Yeah. Well, future, of course, but I get present pops him up a little bit.
So they have him number 2 in present and future rankings.
There you go.
Who do you think they have number 1?
Well, they don't have Patrick Mahomes number 1?
They do not have Patrick Mahomes, who is only 29.
Yes.
Yeah.
And won 3 Super Bowls.
Stick a fork in him.
Yeah. Yeah. But you lose a game and they forget about you. Huh? Yeah,
he's 29 years old. The guy's that he could play for another 12 years.
Yeah, easily.
Sounds
yeah.
like clickbait.
So they have Mahomes at number 6.
Oh my God.
6.
Yeah,
oh,
okay.
God.
Well, why does this list even matter though?
Well,
here's the thing. Well, we don't know.
Yeah,
I would say Josh Allen's up there.
Josh Allen's number 5.
Well, who's number 1?
You want to take one more guess?
Let me take one more guess. No, it's not Lamar Jackson. Oh, no, Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow's number 3. Lamar Jackson's number 4. Jaden Daniels.
I was getting ready to say Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels, ridiculous. Number 1. Here is what they say.
Yeah, I'm not going with that one.
Here is the
Mel Kiper had Shador 1.
Yeah, no kidding. Here is their write-up, a little write-up. Right. Recency bias, sure, but you'd be hard-pressed to find an NFL team that wouldn't hurry to claim him as its quarterback of the present and future, contenders included. He was simply unflappable for much of his dynamic debut, which ended on the doorstep of the Super Bowl.
Wow.
A second-year dip is possible, but who says Daniels won't keep climbing? So
it was a doorstep, but they got curb-stomped.
I think you could make an argument for Burrow and Allen over Mahomes if we're talking about
Sure.
Future.
Yeah.
Present and future. I mean, yeah. Burrow's 26, mm-hmm. something like that. Josh Allen's 27, whatever.
Well, and Patrick Mahomes, I don't think him as an individual talent, that's going to go anywhere. That arm is still lively. He's still Patrick Mahomes.
I mean, there were not weapons on that offense last
right.
year.
And that's why I think until he gets those types of weapons again,
yes.
I don't know if he's going to go back up in the rankings. Like, he'll be – because if the other guys have – like, Burrow just got his both his receivers re-signed.
He's going to put up 5,000
yards. He's going to put up
yards,
numbers every year,
yep.
right? Like, Josh Allen gives you the rushing and the throwing.
Lamar's going to put up numbers every
yeah,
year.
Yeah, so yep. I don't know if Mahomes – now, the winning will keep him up there. I don't think Jalen is up there because of numbers.
No.
I think it's winning.
It's winning.
It's winning.
It's That's winning it's and the potential that he could get better. I
sure.
think at 25, you say, hey, this guy has room to grow. He's already played better
yeah.
3 years ago than he played last
year. But I don't think he's ever – and, you know, I like Jalen. I don't think yeah. he's ever going to be the thrower that those guys are.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, either. He's never going to be that guy. So I think winning is what he's always going to hang his hat on.
So number 7, Stafford, number 8, Love, number 9, Jared Goff, and number 10, Brock Purdy. We have a guest.
Yes.
So could you move over to the mic? So you have her put on the headphones yep. so we can hear. Mm-hmm. So we've been sitting here at the Truist Championship, and right across from us is
come
the
– here, scoot closer. So
yeah.
Get scoot, on the camera. We
yeah.
got you on the camera over here. There you go.
So across from us at the Truist Championship is the Truist fan experience. And one young lady – for the last 8 hours, has been loudly inviting people into the Truist Championship in a way that I didn't even know was possible.
That's true.
What is your name?
My name is Kat.
Kat, get to close to the mic.
Hello. I am Kat.
Hi, Kat.
How are you all doing today?
Kat, yes. Where does the energy come from?
Well, I have ADHD, and it's my
that
superpower.
Is not surprising.
I really don't know. I tried to rub it off on people. It doesn't come off, so I just keep it off of myself.
Kat, it is wild.
I
mean, the energy is impressive. Am I right?
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
So my new slogan now for the rest of the afternoon, guys.
Yep.
If you don't have one of these,
a towel.
You're the cheese knees. Okay. I don't know what it means.
No, okay? I don't know either.
No clue what cheese knees are. Okay.
Yep.
But I know that if you don't got one of these.
This is the whole time. This is the whole time.
Let's go!
Kat.
Yeah!
The whole time.
Yeah.
Kat, can
yes.
I ask you something? Are
Absolutely.
You a professional at this? Have you done this before?
Well, this is not my first experience
okay.
doing an event. Not at all.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah, we need to hire you at WIP.
I'm available. Listen.
Yes.
Give me a call. You know, I'll be there anytime, any place. Yeah. He just said that, too. He's like, she needs to be on the radio.
There it is. Well,
That's
I don't know about on, but
yeah.
This is going exactly as I had hoped. The energy is incredible, Kat. It's rubbing off on me.
I love it. See, that's what I'm here for. I'm here to inspire
Kat,
and energize everyone who comes through.
Kat, are you a golf fan or are you just a yelling at people fan?
I am a yelling of people fan.
There it is.
Yep. I am. I love people.
Yep.
And I love giving them that energy. I love their little faces when I look. Watch.
There it is.
Yeah!
Incredible.
Awesome.
Yep.
Yep.
It's like not even real.
You regret doing this yet?
Nope.
It's like a drug, you know?
It was incredible, Kat.
It's addictive. I love it.
Whatever they're paying
you. Come on over.
There it is.
Oh, she's inviting more
Kat,
people
That's
over.
Right.
Kat, what I would say is, whatever they're paying you, they should pay you 3 times as much.
Yeah!
Thank you, Kat. Thank you, Kat.
Right. Thank you,
Great
Jack.
Job.
I appreciate it.
You're
yes. Thanks for having
Great
me.
Great job, Kat. So much more energy than
Security.
Jack. Yeah.
Security!
All right. All right, Kat.
She's awesome.
Okay. Thank you, Kat.
She's not going anywhere.
No, yeah. That was incredible. Brother, maybe I think I have found the opposite of Jack. The cat.
She's in
look
my
at her.
Still yelling.
I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to clam up around the microphone.
Not even close.
She got louder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Wow.
Anyway.
That's big radio.
Look, it was incredible.
Yeah.
Well, believe me, she brought a jolt of energy to everyone.
Oh, my God. And she has just, in case you're like, there's no way she's been doing that for eight hours.
Oh, that's been all day.
Since
yes.
8 a.m.
Yep.
Yeah.
She has not stopped. She had one break, as far as I can remember.
Yeah, she had one break. And we got over here at like 12:30, and she was going from, or 12, 12 or 12:30. She's been going since then.
Has not stopped. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. 215-592-9494. You have to match that Big V. You're on WIP. What's up, Big V?
Okay. Hey, guys. What's going on? You're looking great out there.
Thank you, Big V.
Okay, first and foremost, the cheese knees. Jack, I'm surprised you don't know what that is.
I wasn't even on the air.
Yeah.
But you're still here.
My bad.
Yeah, I've heard the bee's knees.
Yeah, I don't know what the cheese knees is.
Yeah.
It's a fastball pitch delivered to the knees of the batter.
Ah, well, it's cheese at the knees, but
yeah. Close.
Now look, Frank.
I
was gonna
say, I like Cat better than
Yeah, I was gonna say bring Cat back.
Yeah.
I feel you with that energy, you know. But
yeah.
Here's the thing, you know, I'm a little bit older than you. In fact, I'm a lot older than you. You know,
me.
I grew up in a day where, you know what, if anybody had a Boston Celtic towel, we would give them hell. I mean, so you know, right now, hoping the Celtics beat. Anybody, that just sticks a, you know, knife in me. But I do understand, you know, New York, they got that new swagger, that new attitude. I mean, how many years have they had a team that actually went this far in the playoffs?
No.
It was just here last year.
Yeah. Yeah, they haven't gotten that far yet. That's what you're – don't give it to them. Don't give it to them. No.
Are you trying to give them a sympathy?
Yeah. what are we doing?
Yeah, no, I don't want to do that.
All right, last thing on this.
Yes.
They, and I'm telling you as somebody who worked there for 3 years, the Knicks have more power, potentially, than any New York team. Because it's the only team in New York
universal.
That everybody likes.
Yeah.
Nobody, like every other team, we're only dealing with half of New York.
Right.
With the Mets, we're dealing with 40% of New York.
Yep.
With the Giants, we're probably dealing with 50% of New York, 55% of New York.
Yep.
With the hockey, there's three teams.
That's three teams, yeah.
You know, most people in New York don't deal with the Jersey Devils, but North Jersey, they care about the Devils.
Yep.
The Knicks are... potentially, from a fan perspective, the most dangerous team in New York because everybody cheers for them. We don't need a wave of 10 million people being happy about a team in New York. We just don't need it. We don't need it. We are sort of at level playing field with Mets fans. We're level playing field with Giants fans. We are not at a level playing field if it's the Knicks.
Well, imagine the coverage if the Knicks.
Oh, my God.
No, I see it.
Go, New York. Go, New York. Oh, my God.
We need another OJ situation.
What?
Take the heat off the Knicks.
Oh, my God.
That's one you probably should have kept.
Yeah, that was not.
That was an inner thought that should have stayed in.
That's what happens when he's not behind the glass, ladies and gentlemen.
What the hell is wrong with him?
Jack, I hesitate to do this, but what is coming up in the top five at five?
Oh, man. Dynamite content.
Yeah.
Get Kat back in here for the top five.
She was incredible. Ike's asking me if I
like,
regretted
did you regret
it.
That?
No, I thought she was going to clam up. You know what, though? That's how I thought
she also wasn't
bad.
Sitting right next to you. For some reason, I felt like that was definitely in my ear for sure.
Yes, Ike was making me make it end.
I'm like, how long is this going to go?
Seriously. Yeah, seriously. No, that's what I have for you is the top five. There was, again, some more out-of-pocket Stockett last night.
Oh, yeah.
Inappropriate Rube.
Yep.
And even more inappropriateness on the morning show. The top five pause moments of the last 24 hours.
Oh, I like pause. Those moments. And are the Phils back? Do you trust Trey Turner? 215-592-9494. We are the Truist Championship at the Philadelphia Cricket Club. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike and Spike and Fritz.